Good evening with WXPR News. I'm Jessie Dick. The Saturday, June 30th, Families Belong Together marches are planned around the country to tell President Donald Trump and his administration that it's not okay to separate kids from their parents at the border. Though progress on the issue has been made, marches are still being held. Locally, the Northwoods Progressives, the Democratic Party of Vilas County, and the Northern Highland LGBTQ are hosting a Families Belong Together march in Minocqua to bring awareness to the issue. Alisa Farmalant is an organizer with the Northwoods Progressives. Farmalant says it's an issue of rights.
There's a large group of people in the Northwoods area that are very concerned about what the current administration is doing, specifically right now, about separating families at the border, taking children away from their parents. It is frightening. Here in Wisconsin and everywhere, we need to stand up for what's right. Human rights.
Farmland says the march on Saturday is about bringing public awareness.
The more people that are aware of what's going on, I think the better it is. And the administration is feeling the pressure of people pointing out what is going on.
Last week, President Donald Trump signed an executive order that ended the administration's large-scale separation of migrant parents and their children. Then earlier this week, a federal court in California issued a preliminary injunction at the request of the ACLU that ruled that all children affected must be reunited with their parents within at least 30 days. Anyone interested in taking part in the Families Belong Together march in Minocqua this Saturday, June 30th, should meet at the municipal parking lot between the Minocqua Veterans Park and the post office. They should be ready to march at 10 a.m. and are encouraged to bring signs for the march. More information on the march can be found on the Facebook page for Northwoods Progressives. A Northland Pines High School graduate will be in the Northwoods for the next 10 days talking about his project, helping female veterans of war heal through song. Jason Moon will be promoting the album Women at War, Warrior Songs Volume 2, released in November. The album is a project of the nonprofit organization Warrior Songs and consists of pairing up women veterans with women songwriters to help them translate their experiences into song. This is the organization's second project of this nature, but the first album focusing only on women veterans.
We were hearing all these stories from women veterans who had had all the same experiences of their male counterparts, but then in addition, struggled and suffered from MST, military sexual assault, harassment, passed over for promotion.
Moon says part of the reason for the CD is that he feels like the impact of women's service and contributions to the military are often discounted. Moon says sometimes women don't self-identify as veterans because of the reactions they get.
They've gotten so sick of hearing people ask them what their husband did or imply that they were in the rear, you know, or typing or a nurse. And the hope is that with this CD, we will demonstrate by getting testimonies from women and telling those stories that maybe people will stop doing that.
While Moon is traveling around the country talking about and fundraising for the project, his contributions don't extend very far for this particular CD. They have a committee of four women veterans and one Gold Star mother picking the stories that are being highlighted. Though they've been working on the project for a number of years, Moon says they're excited that the album is coming out in the midst of the Me Too movement. Women at War, Warrior Songs Volume 2 will be coming out November 10th of this year and will feature 15 songs and testimonials of about 27 different women veterans. You can catch Jason Moon talking about the project live in the WXPR studios this Friday, June 29th at 3:30 p.m. and at the Warehouse Art Center in Eagle River later Friday night from 6 until 9. Six of Wisconsin's cities received high marks on the new 2018 AARP Livability Index. Wisconsin News Connection's Mary Sherman has the story.
Communities are rated on multiple quality of life measures for people of all ages. And State Director of AARP Wisconsin, Sam Wilson, says the Badger State has more top-performing communities than any other state in the country.
That is something we need to be extraordinarily proud of. We clearly have some communities that are making the right investments in order to make them more livable. But when you're at the top, everybody's gunning for you. So this is no time for complacency because other cities are watching and they want those top spots as well.
Fitchburg, La Crosse, Madison, Milwaukee, Sheboygan, and Sun Prairie all placed in the top 10 in their respective population categories. Wilson says the index is a valuable tool for local leaders as they examine how to improve their communities and better meet the needs of people of all ages, especially as the number of older adults continues to grow.
And that was Mary Sherman reporting. You can find out more about what went into the new 2018 AARP Livability Index at livabilityindex.arp.org. In our forecast, a 20% chance of showers tonight and a low around 66. Friday, a high near 89. Looks like a high near 89 on Saturday. Highs near 80 on Sunday. This is WXPR News.